Blog Talk Radio.
Be started.
Called the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to tell them Williams Show sent you. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you all for tuning in to the show as well. Have a great show lined up for you today. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you're on my show page right now at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, okay? And Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and the show page should come up there. Go ahead and become friends of the show there and get daily show notes. Twitter. We have an account on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, today's episode, guys, today is Transitions Tuesdays. Okay? Transitions Tuesday. Okay, now today we're going to talk about the transition from the rotary phone to the cordless phone. Okay, from the rotary phone to the cordless phone. And, you know, the reason I wanted to get into transitions is because, I don't consider myself old school, but consider myself old school, okay? I'm not old school, right? And, you know, a lot of stuff I grew up with that a lot of you guys that are listening to the show don't know about or never heard of. Or maybe you've heard of it, but it's way out there, like I said. So, I wanted to do this because the rotary phone was a phone that we used at my house, right? When I was growing up, the rotary phone was one that we used at the house. So, you know, when you think about it, the rotary phone was, I mean, if you have a rotary phone right now, okay, I would say, you know, keep it. Don't ever get rid of it. Because, you know, when we have a storm and the lights go out or whatever, electricity, lose electricity to the house, the cordless phone is out of order. Okay? When your electricity is out, the cordless phone is out of order. Can't use it. Can't call out. You need your, what? You need your rotary phone in order to call out, right? So, I guess all I'm saying is that the rotary phone, again, don't get rid of it, okay? Don't get rid of it, all right? Because think about this. Then when I was, you know, when I was growing up, we had the rotary phone. You had a phone that you could pick up off the thing, right? We called it off the hook, and that's where the term was, off the hook, came from. Okay, you guys may not believe this, but that's where the term came from. Okay. So, you know, we used to say all the time when you tried to call someone and the line ring busy, you say their phone's off the hook, and you couldn't get through. Okay, you either had to call the operator and say, "I have an emergency, I need to get through on this line," and it would happen, right? And they chime in on their conversation and say, "You got an emergency call from, you know, your son, Frank Williams," okay? And then they'd hang up the phone and you'd be able to get through. Or if the operator tried to get through and you did have the phone off the hook, so to speak, then, hey, that's how it works, right? You couldn't get through, okay? You couldn't get through. It always ring busy, okay? And what it looked like a, y'all remember Batman, the Batcave and the Batphone? The Batphone is a replica of what our phones used to look like. These heavy-duty things that had a round dial on it, and then it had a silver finger thing on it that where you had to turn your number to. Okay, so if you wanted to dial zero, zero was all the way at the bottom. You stuck your finger in the hole at zero and turned it all the way around to the silver thing and let go, and it came back into place. That's how you dial the operator, okay? And if you wanted to dial someone's house, like my house back in the day, you just stick your finger in the 7. My number was 799-7641, right? So you stick your finger in the 7, dial it around to the silver thing, all the way around, blink, and let it go. It come back into place, 7. Go to the 9, blink, 9. Go to the 9 again, blink. Go back into place, go to the 7 again, blink. Go to the 6, go to the 4, and go to the 1. Then it'll start ringing, right? And then next thing you know, someone was on the other line. That's the rotary phone. So if you have a rotary phone now, just like I do, okay, except I don't have the round dial that you had to use. I have a push-button phone, but it's the same pretty much, okay? It's not rotary, it's just push. But it doesn't run by electricity, okay? You just plug it into the phone jack, and you've got a dial tone. All this fancy-mancy stuff where you got voicemail and caller ID and volume and all this stuff on these cordless phones and stuff nowadays, okay? We didn't have that, okay? If you couldn't hear someone, you say, hey, we must have a bad connection, or you need to speak up. Put your mouth up to the phone. Speak up. I can't hear you, okay? So that was, you know, that was how we did it back when I was growing up, late 70s, early 80s, the good times, right? And when you think about it, now, the cordless phone, we go from the rotary phone to the cordless phone. Now you go to folks' houses, and a lot of people don't even have home phones anymore. They just use their cell, okay, got rid of a bill, right, with the home phone. But, so, what was I going with that? But the cordless phone is what you see in everyone's house these days, all right? And cordless is just that. It doesn't have a cord. You can walk around the entire house and talk on the phone, okay? Back in the day when we had the rotary phone, you could only move around in that room a little bit on the phone. But some people had long cords on their phone, and they could reach you all the way across the room, stuff like that. But you couldn't grab the phone and walk around the entire house and talk on that phone. Couldn't do it, right? Because it had a cord. But the advantage of having a cordless phone is you can walk all around the house. You can even go outside and walk literally around the house and talk on the cordless phone. The range is great, right? It's great technology, right? I have cordless phones here at the house, but I also have my good old trusty rotary push button, but it works the same, okay? You just plug it into the wall, and you got a dial tone, and off you go, all right? So that was the rotary phone. Now, the cordless phone, like I said, cordless phone is great. Many features. All this, you know, caller ID. You know, you can go back and look at all the calls you had during the day. It also has, you know, you can set up a voicemail to pick up when somebody calls and leave a message. Back when we had the rotary phone, we had to buy an answering machine. We had to buy an answering machine, and it sat right next to the phone. It plugged into the wall. Okay, it ran from electricity. And the phone line, you had to run a phone line to the phone. Okay, so when somebody, actually the phone ran through the answering machine. So you plug the phone line into the answering machine, and you plug the answering machine line into the phone jack, all right? And that's how you got your, that's how you had an answer machine and you was able to get messages when people call when you weren't at home. Okay? And, you know, all I'm saying is that, you know, we dealt with, you know, we didn't know anything about a cordless phone back then. And, you know, after a while, you know, technology is going to boost up again. Like, this, you know, go from the cordless phone, there you got the cell phone. Technology is going to boost up again. Now you're going to have something else after a while. Right? And you know, you're going to be like, you used to have a cordless phone? Oh, man, what the world is that? But that's how it is. That's how it is. That's how things change, trends change, people change, right? So, you know, it's all good. Everything works out for the good, okay? The man upstairs gave us these brains for something. And, you know, everyone's brain is able to decipher, and you can figure things out, right? Everyone's brain does that. So it's just some people can grab a hold of stuff literally and understand it, you know, right then. And then there's others that need more time to understand it. But that was how the, you know, rotary phone pretty much got to be obsolete. Someone came up with the idea of a cordless phone. When the cordless phone came out, but yeah, everyone wanted a cordless phone. Okay? Cell phones came out. Big yeah, everybody wanted a cell phone. But they were stupid expensive. The cell phones, when they came out, were stupid expensive. I remember I had a cell phone in my, I had a truck back in the day. And I was, well, they called it a cellular phone. Now, now you got these phones that, you know, you can take them anywhere. But back then, it was a car phone, a cellular phone. You could only use it in the car. Okay? It was attached in the car. It was set up all in the car, and okay, you could only use it in the car. But it worked, right? You're riding and you talking on the cell, okay? And I had a cell phone put in my truck for work, so they could get in touch with me quickly. So I had a cell phone in my truck. I was one of the first to have cell phone. Now look back at this. When I had a cell phone, I know, because the office manager used to tell me, man, your bill was $700. $700. Gracious, okay. That's what I had to pay it. And they were like, hey, don't be giving your number out to people, you know. This need to be for business only, yada, 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 right? And then all of a sudden now, you know, you got these things, you know, you keep them on your hip and you walk around at all times with the technology. Technology is awesome. Somebody's going to come up with something new from the rotary to the cordless. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Transitions Tuesday from the rotary phone to the cordless phone. Now tomorrow, guys, I will not, again, I repeat, I will not have a show on tomorrow. I have tickets to the Hawks game, the Hawks and the Bulls, and the Bulls, Chicago Bulls. So I have tickets to that game tomorrow night. And So, and the game starts at 7:30. So in order for me to be at the stadium on time and all this, I can't do a show. Okay, my wife was like, yeah, you can bring your computer and we can set up my hotspot and you can do it from somewhere. Nah, just all that's not necessary. We'll just go and have us a good time and I won't do a show tomorrow. But I'll be back on Thursday, okay, and Friday. And I'm going, maybe, I gotta figure out Friday, okay? And I'm going camping this weekend. I have a big group. We're going camping this weekend, and we're going to hang out and have a great time. I hope the weather cooperates with us, and we're going to do our thing, right? That's how it goes. We're going to do our thing. But in the meantime, guys, again, I love you all. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show here. But, you know, this thing means so much to me. Okay? The show and my listeners, you guys mean so much to me. And to be able to talk to you all every day is something that I really get into. Not every day I feel like it, you know. Not every day I'm up to par, but I'm here, okay? And that's because of you guys. And I love it. You know, sometimes I'm just like you. It's work. Okay? It's work. And sometimes you don't feel like going to work. Look, I don't have anyone to answer to here. So I can take days off when I want to. But there are days when I don't take the day off and I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be on the show. But I take it in stride, and I do it anyway because of you guys. And then there are some days when I get on here and I'm fired up, I'm blowing, I'm blaring out, and I don't have enough time. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of an even keel here. But I love it, and I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And join me tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Join me on Thursday, right here, 6:30, on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
Ah, 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 ah.